have walked a certain journey, then that journey itself like inspires others. Like, so now I've seen that many people have asked for ATC, and I think about 90% of the people have said yes. Like, whoever I've asked, they've said yes. Like, so I've given the reasons why you need to do it, how it's helpful. So they have readily joined the ATC. I've seen that when I've asked people to, if they're willing to come out full time, four people are working full time, and I asked those four people, immediately they said yes. Like, they in a sense, like, they took some time and then they said yes, they responded. So I've just seen that maybe like when we walk that journey ourselves, and when we have taken those steps of faith, then like people respond automatically, and something gets imparted automatically. And as Stanley said, like, it is contagious. So it's a joy to see that. Couple of people I've seen is, one is Cunning, like, who is in Delhi. I remember that for one ATC graduation, when we finished, he had come out, and he was not kind of like part of the church, and he's not part of the core, or he was not committed to the church. So he had come out, and then he said that, I'm going to look for another church. So I knew that, like, he was a man of potential. So then I was like a little bit, I was thinking, whether should I tell him to stay, or should I just say, okay, I'll pray for you and release you. So then I told him, like, as he just came out and we were talking, I said, Cunning, could you give 2 years to be with us? And we will work on certain things. I think God's hand is upon you. You are a potential person. Would you be willing for 2 years? He said, okay, I want to be there for 2 years. So that like began a journey, like in a sense, a relationship with him. I called him to the cell group upstairs. Like, he led the cell group upstairs, and he began to take responsibilities. Later on, like, we sent him out of this place to Kalina, and he started taking responsibilities there in Kalina cell. That kind of grew. It split into two cells, like, you know, so like things were growing there. Then I asked him, like, is he willing to do ATC? So he prayed about it, and he said, yes, I'm willing to do that. So he finished it. So as he was going through ATC, I was thinking that we want to have an evening service. So would he be willing to step out? Like, so towards the end of it, I asked him, like, would you be willing to take care of the evening service? Would you be willing to step out? And so he readily agreed for that. And after some time, we had Joshua, who moved to another sphere. And so we needed somebody there. And so he was willing to look after ATC as well as, like, be connected over here. So so I saw that in that short period of time, he really took responsibilities, grew, and was faithful to what was given to him, discipled people, carried our heart, the servanthood that was seen. So that was a real blessing. Marriage-wise also, like, he was, like we said, would you like to consider this person? So it took, like, a lot of time. And I saw that not only input from us, but then, like, input from different other people also he received on this marriage one. He took some little bit of time. And then he agreed for Achui. Achui was already ready, and so they got married. And then finally, when he left, you know, like, he was saying that he doesn't want to be here, okay, you know, in an established place, maintaining and looking after here in this place. He said, before I'm too old, I want a real challenge. So, and so he said, I want to move out of this place. So either to Manipur or to Delhi. And so we weighed those options, like two options. And finally, like, he agreed to go to Delhi. It was very, very difficult, the initial period. Like, he said that, like, sometimes, like, they've parked their vehicle and the glass of the vehicle was broken. Sometimes they parked their vehicle and another vehicle would be parked next to their vehicle, and the door, they would not be able to open it. So they view, I think, like, Delhi sometimes is difficult for our Northeast brothers and sisters to, you know, initial time. But they just, you know, went through that difficult time. When we went last year to Delhi, and we went door to door in his colony to invite people for the debt-free living, and a lot of people like called us to their homes and gave us a cup of tea, and they said, like in our years of staying in this colony, there has never been a Christmas event that was organized that was so beautifully done last year by Cunning and his church people, that they were really blessed. Like, you know, so the relationship with people that he developed over there, I think in this building, like he in a way to get to know people, he took his daughter Pai Pai and put some chocolates in her hand and went to every door and said, "We are your new neighbors. We are on your third floor staying. Nice to meet you. Where do you stay?" And Pai Pai would give a chocolate to them, you know. So this is good. Like, now just looking back, I mean, so these friendships were developed. We invited people for debt-free living, but only one person from the colony came, you know, for the debt-free living thing. But that was fine. Actually, when we went over there, we had a good time of prayer walk and we did whatever had to be done. But after that, like, there was a significant jump in the number of people who attended. And now I think like there are about 25 to 30 people like who are attending the churches. So that was good. I remember one thing, like when I came to Kolaba, I came with a feeling that I need to disciple everybody, you know. So anybody I need to disciple. So that, now Stanley did not tell me, like, that doesn't work. Like, but then, like, you know, he would share with different examples and this doesn't work. Then I came to a place where I understood that God is working in different people in their lives in different ways. Some are ready and some are not ready. So if I focus on those who are not ready and pour everything on those who are not ready, they're not going to receive it. But some are already well prepared, and if we are able to discern that and give what we have, they just run with the vision. So I've just, you know, so some of these people I've seen, like, there is a heart and they want to do something and they have really grown. Another person is Gyan. When he came to church, he came one Sunday and then he came to our house group. And so the moment we saw him, like, you know, there was a hunger in him. So Michael was there in our cell group on that Wednesday. So after we finished the cell, I told Michael, I think this person is ready to receive Christ. Can you talk to him after the cell group gets over? So he took Gyan to our guest room, and he shared the gospel, and Gyan received Christ, like, you know, for the first cell meeting there. So he was born again in our house. So that was a joy. And then, like, you know, from that time, like, he was willing to take responsibilities. I have seen that the moment, like, people join and you want to work with them, giving them responsibilities has really helped. I think we've had one of the key things that we can try out is the PA system. It is very, very beneficial. People have moved, like, first thing is that do the PA system, and then, like, they move from there, like, to leading worship and learning an instrument. That's the same thing that we saw in Gyan. Like, he handled the PA system, then he was interested in playing the guitar, and so then leading worship. Then, like, slowly, so I think in about less than 2 years' time, the man who was born again in our guest room, he started leading the cell in our house. And the cell members were Pastor Stanley Mehta and myself. Like, so we were sitting under his cell group, like, you know, having that discussion. So, but it was a joy to see that, like, so him growing. And so he took water baptism. Also with him, like, when I asked him for ATC, he was willing for ATC. Then after he finished, like, we asked him, "Are you willing to step out because we need another person?" And at that time, Cunning was going away, and he said he's willing to step out. So I saw that, like, things became very, very easy because I think, like, they could learn some things, like, by our lives itself, and so it made it easy for him. Again, like, I've seen him really growing in, now he was in Nepal, he's a black belt, you know, he used to have run a black belt karate class, like, so that was the thing that he knew and he was skilled at. But here when he came, he has grown in so many skills, like, he can handle the PA system, he can play the guitar, leads worship, he speaks in church, and now like he has an attachment towards designing things. Like, so he designs our brochures, our bulletins, so he's always willing to learn and to grow. So also I've seen that many of these people who like are willing to carry your heart, like they also, like in terms of their life partners, are willing to see what is right and know what is suitable and what will help them in the kingdom. So Cunning has found the right person, and then he has gone. Now Gyan has already left, and 2 days back on Friday he's got engaged, so he will come back, and by the end of November he will be married. So these are a couple of stories, a couple of people. There are many other people, but what I've seen is that like things like become more simple when I think like we are able to lead as an example, as this lady says. Then like I think a lot of things they are just able to learn. Our giving they are able to learn, our walk of faith they are able to learn, responsibilities they are able to learn, servanthood they are able to learn. So I think like my task becomes easier, and then like when I'm looking for new people, I see that they're almost half ready. Like before, like you begin a relationship, they are already half ready. They've caught the vision, they've caught the heart, already servanthood is there, they're responsible for certain things. And so like, you know, with many people, like you are able to move on, and you are able to, you know, reach out to different spheres. Like, so maybe some people are in charge of foundation course, street kids, and now like I think like you don't have to supervise them. It just goes on. Like, and they themselves make their own disciples. They themselves impart that those values to other people. And all your activities and all your spheres, like, keep running on. So that has been a blessing. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Joe. We'd like to just spend some time, as I said in the morning, we'll break bread. I just felt as we were speaking on relationship, let's just crystallize that and make it firm as we break bread. So most of you know about breaking bread, that we must have the right attitude while breaking bread. So I would like us to ensure, if in your mind there is any ought against anyone and that person is not here, would you quietly pray in your mind and forgive that brother or forgive that sister? Flush it out of your system and then start blessing that person so that is, you know, dealt with. Second thing is, perhaps the one whom you feel a little awkward about is right here. Then I'm going to ask you to take your piece of bread, and I suppose they're going to give a small glass. Then you can take your glass and you go to that person and say, can I break bread with you? That's the second option. Third option is, maybe in the past some issue was there, but now there is no issue. Let's say in the past I had some issue with Renault, now there's no issue. But I just want to break bread with him to kind of affirm and to say, you know, brother, I believe in you and I want to see my relationship with you go strong. So you can go and do that as well. So I believe that as we do that, something will get strengthened. So this is the third option. And fourth option is, you have no history, no negative history, but you just want to say, brother or sister, I love you and can I break bread with you? So maybe you can go around for 3-4 people and do that. So I'm expecting a lot of movement over here. And nobody's watching who's going where. You watch where you are going. That's all. Alright? So, let's just work on this. And remembering what Jesus did, the night he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples saying, this is my body which was broken for you. Eat of this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he took the cup after the supper and he blessed it and he says, this is my blood of the new covenant. Remember me as oft as you drink of it, until I come again. And so let's partake of this. Let's just do that. Kumar, can you put on the keyboard as well as one of these microphones? together.